Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today.
But no, we know as we read the entire Bible that prayer belongs to all of us. And all kinds of prayer belongs to all of us. So he said, what things ever you desire when you pray? When you pray. He's talking about you asking for something. When you pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. Them referring to plural desires. Now, we'll just make a single desire because you can understand how it works. Like I said, this is a verse that brought healing to me. When you pray, believe you'll receive healing and you'll have healing.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Answered Prayer, an Obtainable Goal, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
The C part, you see, of step number one, or the third part of step number one, if you want to call it that, is be ready to use them. That is, these scriptures that you found that promise you or that tell you a statement of fact that tell you these certain things are yours. Be ready to use them against the devil and demons who will try to make you doubt God and rob you of what you want. See, the devil is your enemy. He's out to defeat you. And he'll do his best to cause you to doubt and to rob you of the blessings that God intended that you should have. See, too many people just sort of pass it off, said, well, if God wants me to have it, he'll give it to me. That's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible said, Jesus himself said, your heavenly Father knoweth what things you have need of. Now notice, before you ask him, you're supposed to go ahead and ask. And so then, be ready to use those scriptures against demons, the devil and demons, who will try to make you doubt. Now then, Ben, as you have taken step number one, and realize this now, that these steps will have to be taken in the sequence that I give you if you're going to work for you. Just like there's so many steps up here on the platform, well, you can't just jump over the other steps and get there immediately. We're talking about in prayer. You can run and jump over several of these steps. But if you want to get there in the right way, just take them step by step. And when you take the last step, you've arrived. Don't skip one of them. By so skipping, you're liable to trip and fall. We see folks doing that all the time. Same thing true spiritually in a sense. Ben, as you've already taken step number one with these three parts that we mentioned. Main one is know what you want from God. Or decide what you want from God and find the scriptures that promise you these things. Now you're ready for step number two. The problem with a lot of folks is they try to take step number two without having taken step number one, and so they're not ready for step number two. Amen? So I want to reemphasize that. Due to the fact that you've already taken step number one, now then you're ready for step number two. Ask God. We're talking about you and your desire. Decide what you want from God. Not what you want for somebody else. Amen? You can't push your desires off. You can't push what you want for somebody else off on them with your prayer and faith. As a usual thing. You've got to get them in agreement with you. Amen? Because you see, if you could, well, I'd just agree that all y'all give me $100 today and just push that off on you. Well, most of you couldn't, so we'd have to settle for 10. Amen. No, now then you're ready to ask God for the things that you want. Because see, your heavenly Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. You're still supposed to ask. So ask God for the things you want and believe that you receive them. Now remember Mark 11:24 is the main text on this. What things soever ye desire when you pray. So you see, he is talking about prayer, isn't he? Amen. quite amusing to hear what people comment about Mark 11:24. Some of them will say, well, it won't work for everybody. Well, if that's true, then prayer won't work for everybody. Amen. Others said it's Mark 11:23-24 is not for everybody. Well, if that's true, then prayer is not for everybody. So we're left to an unhappy dilemma. We got to find out which ones of us are supposed to pray and which ones aren't. But no, we know as we read the entire Bible that prayer belongs to all of us. And all kinds of prayer belongs to all of us. So he said, what things ever you desire when you pray? When you pray. That's he's talking about you asking for something. When you pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. Them referring to plural desires. Now, we'll just make a single desire because you can understand how it works. Like I said, this is a verse that brought healing to me. When you pray, believe you'll receive healing and you'll have healing. When you pray, if it's finances, believe you'll receive finances and you'll have finances. Or whatever it is that you desire. Not necessarily what you desire for the other fella. Because your desire for the other fellow may be entirely different than their desire. And so if there's no agreement, it's not going to work. And if you haven't found that out by now, you haven't been very fur yet. Amen. I said amen. Amen. So we're talking about primarily here. We'll get to the other towards the end of the lesson. So when you ask God for the things that you want, see, you found scripture that promised them to you. And believe that you receive them. Now notice what he said. Do you ever notice people listen to him quote this? They'll say, well, I believe I'm going to receive. That's not what he said to believe. Amen. Well, I believe it's so, you know, well, if it's God's will. That's not what he said. See, you've already taken step number one and found scripture that promises you, so you know it's God's will. I mean, why would God be hypocritical about it and promise you something that's not his will? He'd be two-faced, wouldn't he? God can't lie. Amen? He told the truth. See, you've taken step number one now. You can take step number two now, and it'll work for you. Believe that you receive them. Believe that you receive them, or it, if it's just one desire you're praying about. Believe you receive, and ye shall have. Now, this is talking about you praying and receiving, believing and receiving. Now, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Now, when are you going to have them? That is the answer to your prayer, that you've already found scripture that says it's yours. When are you going to have them? After you believe you receive them. When do you believe that you receive them? Before you have them. Now here's what separates the men from the boys. You know what I mean by that expression? You see, we'll find out right away where you are living. Whether you're living in the spirit realm, we know we all live in the natural realm too, but which realm is most predominant in your life? Whether it's the natural realm or the spirit realm. Because see, we walk by faith and not by sight. And when you're walking by sight, then you're not going to believe until, well, when I see it, when I feel it, I believe I've got it. Well, what do you want to believe you've got it then for? If it's already in your hand, for instance, with money. There'd be no need of you believing it then. You know it then because you got it right there in your hand. Amen. But you see, that's exactly where we fail. Is because we continue to walk by natural faith instead of Bible faith. Natural faith, I just call it natural human faith. Some people call it sense knowledge faith. Either one of them is correct. Natural human faith. We get so used to walking by natural human faith, and you have to. Like I tell people all the time, you start to cross the street out here, especially in the middle of the block where you're not even supposed to, and see a car coming, you better believe what you see. I mean, we'll all have some place to go tomorrow or next day, your funeral. Amen. You better believe what you see or you get in trouble in a hurry. And a lot of things in life, you see. But, now listen real carefully. You see, you've already taken step number one. See, you found the scriptures that says these things are yours, that promises them. It's all right to walk by natural human faith. It's all right to walk by sense knowledge faith until it contradicts what the Bible said. Then it becomes wrong. Then you quit walking by sense knowledge faith or natural human faith and walk by Bible faith, spirit faith, or heart faith. Did I make that clear enough?
Yes.
Amen. See? See, for instance, you get your bank statement and you look at it and it coincides exactly with your bank book. You only have $1.67 in the bank. Well, you better not start writing checks for $167. We may all have to come and have a jail service, especially for you. Amen. Are you listening to me? You better believe what you see. Amen. And so on down the line. But now when it contradicts what the Bible says, when the Bible tells you to do something, that means you can. God's not unjust. He wouldn't tell you to do something you can't do. Amen. And I just believe that when he said, believe you receive them, you'll have them, then I can do it. Praise God. Because the word of God says it's mine. But my God shall supply all of your need. Well, that's a good scripture. Philippians 4:19. That'll take in all your need.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Staying Positive in a Negative World. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, You Can Have Success. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, New Seasons. Last is Reverend Lynette Hagin's book entitled, God's Peace. Experience it all the time. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
And coming up, September the 25th through the 27th, can't believe it's the 25th anniversary of Kendall the Flame Women's Conference.
Damn.
Wow. The years have passed way too fast.
Yeah, I know. You and Denise have really been working on that. I mean,
that's right.
That when that week arrives, I just stay out of the way.
You do. You take care of yourself because you know that you're not getting any pampering from me, right?
That's right. But then the same thing happens when the men's conference comes up in November, okay?
Yes. Well,
hey, we've had such a great time with you today. Thanks for being with us. And until we see you next time, thank you.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free. 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message, Answered Prayer, an Obtainable Goal. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.